Well, don't let the WB fool you. I've been doing it since 06. Came back a second time, so that's why I'm here again. But I originally started in Tennessee as a KI-4, and about 2013, 2014, I just dropped the ball. Not because I didn't like ham radio, more because everyone started going to Fusion and D-Star, and, well, I didn't have the money to get it, so I'm like, well, I guess that's the end of that. But I'm glad I got licensed again last year, and I'm pretty happy with it. And this time I upgraded to my general, too. The first time I kept procrastinating.
I'm a little bit disappointed that they eliminated the CW requirement back in the early 90s. I think that ham radio lost a certain element of uniqueness with that, but that's the way it goes. I thought the ARRL pulled that one to increase the circulation of QST magazine. Go ahead.